Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. I was on a call this morning with a group of clients who are going through my coaching program, the 90-Day Pipeline. And these clients are on Module 4 of the program now. Module 4, it's called Prove Your Worth. And it's all about developing a thought leadership strategy, a content strategy, through which you can consistently share insights with your target audience to build trust and to build authority and to get their attention. And what I'm really encouraging everyone to do, and when I say encouraging, I mean I'm really not giving them a choice, is I'm asking them to start with video. Video is really the best place to start any kind of content or thought leadership strategy today. And the reason for that is twofold. First of all, LinkedIn is heavily, heavily promoting video. So right now, if you post a video on your feed, it is much more likely to get exposure and to get seen than text or any other kind of medium. That's just the way it's set up. LinkedIn is really, really pushing video hard. So if you want to get a message out in front of your audience, video is the most powerful way to do it on LinkedIn. But also, for its own merit, apart from LinkedIn, video is the most intimate channel. Like, people can see you, they can hear you, they can really feel like they're having a conversation with you. They can visualize what it's like to actually talk to you and to work with you. So you can build a lot of trust and a lot of authority really, really quickly with video. That's just not as possible using other formats. So bottom line is I'm really pushing people towards video. However, I acknowledge that video is challenging. Video comes with a lot of fear, a lot of overwhelm, and it's a big step for people to take. It was a big step for me to take when I started with video, and I'm by no means an expert or a video pro. I'm still learning so much every time I put out videos. But it's a big step to take. It's a lot to ask. So I wanted to find a way to make this really easy for people. I wanted to find a way to make this less of a scary step to take. And I think it's not fair to just say, yeah, you know what, just go and start recording videos and start publishing them and just go do it. I think that's not fair. That's a bit of an ask to make of people. So what I asked them to do is this. I said, record a video in the next week. Record your first video in the next week. Now, if you want to share that with your audience on LinkedIn, you can do that, but you don't have to. All I want you to do is share it with me and share it with your fellow group members. And the reason I did that is twofold. First of all, I want them to have a safe space to get their first video under their belt. The first video is the hardest one to create. So I wanted to take some of the pressure off by telling them that they didn't have to publish this for their audience. All they had to do was share it with their group members. And so that way, you know, it's a little bit less stressful. Only a small number of people that are going to see it. And I've created this safe space where they're all pretty much going to be doing their first video. So, you know, they don't need to fear being judged because they're all kind of in the same boat. And the second reason is I wanted them to have an opportunity to get some feedback before they start publishing videos publicly to a wider audience. So in this safe space of, you know, five or six people that are in their coaching group, I wanted them to get some feedback on, you know, some things that other people see that maybe they don't see. The way that they're presenting themselves, the way that they speak, the way that they're looking at the camera or articulating themselves. I wanted them to get some feedback to improve some of those things and smooth out some of those, you know, rough edges before they actually have to go out and do this publicly. And to my surprise, nobody objected. And I did kind of give them an opportunity to object a little bit, kind of an opportunity, not too much of an opportunity. But they all obliged because it's kind of hard to say no to that. I mean, it's a small group of people. It's one video. It's less than 5 minutes. It's an opportunity to get feedback. I mean, how do you argue with that? And they all see and they know the opportunity that video represents. So, you know, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, yeah, I know I should be doing video. I know LinkedIn video is huge. I keep seeing all these videos show up in my feed. I want to get in on that action, but I'm afraid and I'm overwhelmed. I'm not really sure what to do or how to do it. Then my suggestion to you is find somebody you can share your first video with. And just do that. Record a video, You don't have to publish it. You don't have to share it with anybody except for at least one person. Find that one person who you trust, whose feedback you would appreciate and value. Share it with them and tell them, I'm thinking about publishing videos on LinkedIn, but I wanted to test the waters. Can you take a look at this and let me know what you think? And just do that. Just commit to just that small step. And I can almost guarantee you that you're going to feel so much more confident after taking that step and recording that video and sharing it with somebody else, that doing the second one and the third one and eventually publishing it for your audience on LinkedIn will not be as scary as it sounds. And if you can't think of anyone to share that video with, you can share it with me. Send it to me. Connect with me on LinkedIn. If you're not already connected with me on LinkedIn, you can find the link to my LinkedIn profile on my homepage at boutiquegrowth.com. Scroll down to the footer. You'll see a LinkedIn icon. Click on that. That'll link you to my LinkedIn profile. Connect with me and record your first video, upload it to Google Drive or to Dropbox, and send me the link, and I'll let you know what I think. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.